You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Right, where do I do? Go into live stream. Here we are. Good evening. From England, at least. It's 8:15, Thursday evening. And, it's Tom, Dell, and Denny.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys.
17th of January.
Yeah, so, sorry, with the Dell, but yes, we're going to say we're going to talk about the birds and the bees during this, little bit.
I thought we'd pop in just to put you right about the birds and the bees. Obviously, I live in the bee city where we keep droning on about this, but Manchester is the bee city. So quickly, all it was is I picked up the latest, issue number one of Manchester Student Voice on Science, Planet B. So I was just saying to Tom that I will be having a peruse of this over the next But we'll have a look at the back page, just like most people do in a magazine. And we do have a Planet B crossword. So perhaps if in a little while, we'll have a crack at it.
Excellent. I think it needs a bit of background to it, the B idea. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, it's the emblem, it's the symbol of Manchester. So it's the worker bee.
It's plastered everywhere.
We've talked about it before, but yeah, just as a refresher. So we know it's a symbol of Manchester. It's in the architecture from 1842, I think, which is for Victoria. It's shortly into her reign, 5 years into her reign. So it was adopted in Victoria's time, and it was always said to be a nod to industrialism. But it's basically the current Prime Minister at that time, his father was a cotton industrialist in Manchester. And he had an emblem, a coat of arms, which looks very similar to the one which was given at that time to the city, the newly formed Council of Manchester. So that was the birth of this bee symbol. And it said it was a nod to the Industrial Revolution, which was essentially over at that point, you know. But it was a nod to this cotton industrialist.
Would you like to know what's on the front cover? If you're listening live to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com, you can go to the Discord channel, make your way down to Make a Date. It should be in the live stream, but we put in Make a Date for the time being because I needed to entice in. But you will see the latest cover of Planet B. And it is, Tom, a bee with honeycomb behind it. The honeycomb turns into cogs of a wheel. Then the next pit, the honeycomb down turns into sides of houses, etc. And we see the industrial smoke towers and the university's Harry Potter headquarters on the front cover. So industrialization meets weirdness.
And you behave as beehive.
We try to behave in the beehive, Del.
Sometimes
it's hard. Sometimes we have to take little pot shots of people, so keep listening, because we'll have a little pot shot of a couple of people later on, as we usually do. But we're saving that for the hardcore listeners. Yes, Del, we try to behave, but sometimes we can't.
Be rational. Yeah, be good. Be good. Yes. So we're the bees. Now, in code, it would be, a bee is a two, in very simple, the most basic form of English gematria or whatever.
Yeah.
So we understand two bees, to be or not to be. Sorry, yes.
You have to be, that is the question.
So yes, this idea of we're the bees, you know, this idea of aligning the city with the idea of the bee. you could then align it with the two in a way. It's a city. Is it number two city? I've talked about this before. Is it number two city, or is it number no? You know, I don't know. Whatever, but
well, I think Typo City, Birmingham, is meant to be number two.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe I'm getting just distracted by that. But we do see that 22 particularly have been written into Manchester, because we had the Ariana Grande op a couple of years back on the 22nd.
And who performed that? Well, who was the gentleman's name who used the hyper-realistic drill, Trader's Reel? Who was it blamed on? Do you remember his first name, Tom?
Yeah. It was
his name was
Ebby. Or, as you very well said,
Abedi. And if you want to break that up, it's Abedi. So it's Abedi.
Abedi.
The E isn't silent.
Abedi.
Second, a 22-year-old called 22. And a bee dying.
22. In the Manchester, renowned for bees.
I mean, it's an Iranian surname. It's a known Iranian surname, but, I mean, yeah. What a perfect, absolutely perfect one to pick, wasn't
it? Yeah. No, this was his first name. This was his first name.
We know that.
And in actual fact, he was known to the authorities, like most of these perpetrators are. To the authorities, because he was injured fighting with his father a couple of years prior somewhere.
That's the fucking story.
Yeah,
that's the fucking story.
I'm familiar with the scripts, yeah. And you know.
But yeah, so you can see that there's already some involvement.
That's why they're the authority, because they're the authors of this.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, makes perfect the authors.
Yeah. So that's authorities.
The bees, this idea of the bee, after the Ariana Grande event, there was a campaign of bee tattoos, wasn't there, Denny? They were given away free in tattoo, or cheap in tattooists. They were trying to, it was a push, wasn't it?
People were being sponsored to have them. They're everywhere. People have got them on their arms. People, the orcs have them on their necks. They're all over the show. Street sweeper machines that are the size of literally massive, you know, and they're made like bees. So if you turn around, you think it looks like a bee's chasing you. They rolled out the bins and a lot of the posts, but they're not the Ram Raid defenders. They've all got bees on them. There's bees everywhere. Obviously, there's been an influx of people adopting the bee, as I've said, with the Bee Magazine, the first episode there, Bee Planet Bee. It's full steam ahead. Bee Land, we've already got a number of the aviaries where they keep bees. There's a number of them around campus now.
Everyone receiving the mark of the beast.
Three in a row.
I mean, they, on a very on an obvious level, they still love that analogy, don't they? That's obviously a good analogy to promote, because it's a whole working system around a monarch that we seem to accept as nature, don't we? We totally accept the idea of the beehive and their structure, which in a way is brutal or very strange in a way, you know.
It's very brutal, down to the point where they literally execute the queen, you know, when she's finished laying eggs, and then they get another queen together. I've seen it. Like, there's dudes on YouTube that, you know, beekeepers, and you know, they're filming, you know, and here's the queen attacking the other queen, and they're all ganging up, and it's literally, you know, the drones and all the whole beehive gets together, and they decide which queen is going to survive and which queen isn't.
You have to say they've got three pods. The first one that awakes, if it then goes and kills the other two by injecting straight away, then it's the survivor, first one awake. Is it called accession or something? You know, there's a term for it. I've forgotten. I did know. I do know.
I did invite Xylophilix, and he knows every word that has an X in it, and he's not come in yet.
What's the beehive? Right, so, because it's so promoted, can we sort of get any more?
Do you know what?
It's a master number, obviously. It's like a number that's sort of written into civilization, really, by the hidden hand?
Tom, we've got the football angle, right? We've got the industrial angle. Now we've got a terrorist angle. We've also got a terrible accident angle. So we've had good, bad, we've had misfortune.
1841, Manchester, a fire at the Beehive Mill. Have you still got the Beehive Mill in Manchester?
Yeah, there was a lot of beehive stuff in the old days. Lots of beehive pubs, things like that. I think I remember two at least. Obviously not close to each other, so cabbies don't get confused. There's a lot of beehives. A fair few of them. That was one of the first things I noticed. A lot of beehive things. That was growing up, and then you realise the bee emblem is everywhere.
Well, the thing about the bee,
these things do. Did you jump out here? But they are very subtle.
Sexless, though. It's sexless. The worker bee, which is the symbol, it is sexless. And do you know what I mean?
We see that the erosion of character in all this equality. You know, that actually takes away from people aren't allowed to say, "Oh, you look wonderful. You look nice today," to people, and you know, you got a great ass. Can't say that. I mean, people don't say that to me anymore since the equality. Just things have changed, but that turns us all into sexless drones, and most of these people going in and out of the university.
It's a control mechanism, I think, really. Obviously, you don't have to fucking listen to it and be absorbed, but you can be a completely normal person outside that. But on a broad scale of asserting, it reduces birth control to an extent, isn't it? You know, I mean, it makes some sense to me.
And it was
Martin. I get in bed with me mum, and I watched it when I saw the, this is what a guy was saying, he was a victim, a guy who was killed, apparently, it was bullshit, in of course, in that event. And he said, oh yeah, I got in bed with me mum, and I was watching all the deaths coming through, and I was saying to me mum, oh God, I better wonder if Dave's in there, I wonder if Dave's going to come up, you know. As if he was watching, an X Factor thing or something, you know, something on TV. Oh my God.
Ridiculous.
These guys were a gay guy, and he was a blogger, and he was sort of, it was like, be more Martin. This was the slogan. His mum got it tattooed on her arm. Be more Martin. Be more Martin. Getting into our heads with his fucking bees. Be a bee. Be more Martin. Be more. That's mental. So,
Manchester was going though, the club scene, and then, you know, obviously, well, the club scene goes hand in hand with the gay scene anyway, but you had the rave scene, and the football, and everything was, you know, split. So it was always split by uniting people, you know, you make them more drone-like, you know, get them in a large crowd, and that's... The generation that works at the university now was probably the same generation that were taking two pills and fucking finger fucking each other. You know, it's just.
Have you seen any?
And now
Sean Atwood. He's a woolly back, I think you might call him, from your area of the world. He's a smug, a former drug smuggler, and he spent 5 years in penitentiaries in the US, I think. He's an author now, a prison experience, a blogger and a YouTuber. I just raised him up your way. I thought you might have. Yeah, grab him if you're at a loose end.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'll talk to anyone.
No, we've done a lot on bees. Bees is good. We've got the bee idea, I think. Some of it.
Well, let's talk about Prince Philip's car crash. Prince Philip's had a car crash. He looks like he's pulled out on a bend from a garden or somewhere. And whatever car's coming towards him has literally spun across the road. That's what it looked like.
I haven't seen any of this. You've sprung this on me like a car coming out of the dark with a 93-year-old driver.
Blow the dust off your dongle.
Yeah, this just happens the day after the Brexit no-confidence vote and all this bullshit.
Hey, obviously, that's it. Yeah. He decided to drive on the wrong side of the road. drive on the right and show my allegiance to
Ian O'Neill. A fucking load of old bollocks.
Tom, you're coming through broken. No, so I'm just going to leave.
No, because we're talking about 22. I predict that by 22, which will be the Queen's Excellent. We shall be back in Europe, I think, or whatever. It'll be, we'll kind of go back in, or something will happen. I don't know where I am, or we'll be in. We're in, out, shake it all about. But by the 22nd, I see some kind of ending to this, you know, by the end of 2021. But two, of course, is a momentous year, so you've got to reference that, because 22 is one of these Masonic master numbers on the sort of divine triangle. It's the second, you know, 11, 22, 33. It's just written in, basically, into your things, and that makes sense, you know.
They would never let a number slip by, and the use of the numbers is just as, it's, you know, symbology. It's like listening to an audio the other day with a Solar Copycat, JLB and Velocet, and they're talking about emojis. Now, I won't go to the extent that you'd be able to communicate fully with emojis. I'm getting an echo there. Someone, that's your view, Del. Yeah, nevertheless, an echo there, Del. but what I was going to say, I'm just talking about communication. So, yeah, I was listening to that audio you did. Sorry, Del, you put me right off then by leaving. I thought I'd upset you. Sorry.
Oh, of course you didn't. It's fine. You don't want to be upset by that, then. We love you. You're all right. Oh. Don't be dumb.
You even come back in to see, does that make any difference?
Oh, you're fine now, mate. Anyway, move on. But I'll tell you what, there was a good observation I'll tell you what, I made it. Okay. You remember Paolo Wallo Del Qua?
Yes, I do. Tell everybody, just remind them.
Okay, so Paolo Wallo was the one that people were saying sounded awfully a lot like Ab. And I said, well, he was either reading from a script. That's what you told me. Well, but I agreed with you. I said he was either reading a well-compiled script and using a voice changer to make him sound like Ab. But the proximity was, it was uncanny. Anyway, and I think we have our latest, don't we?
The SMJ copycat.
The SMJ copycat. Now, we notice things, so we're not being baddies here. We just clear the air straight away. So, Mr. Solar Copycat, we'd like to chat to you because your mannerisms are very similar to SMJ's, and we just want to find out where you're from, my friend. No, I did hear Philadelphia, so I don't really know, really, not really good with accents. But nevertheless, I think, you see, I'm not as observant as Del Qua, but if I'm on the right track, people do give me clues. And if I'm not on the right track, sometimes the clues are really, really helpful. So, really indebted there to my friend Del Qua. Nevertheless, I think what it is we've always paid attention to mannerisms more than voices. Voices have always
can be modified.
Yeah, and people do sound different in coming through at different scenarios. I mean, John Adams was a culprit for that, wasn't he? I mean, we didn't hear his silky voice until he came on Discord for real.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what, that was wonderful. So there you go. But yeah, like, yeah, we put this out there because only because we would like Unreal to do his analysis like he did with Paolo Wallo on Solar Copycat because he sounded so much like SMJ. Right. We know it's not SMJ trying to sneak back as have him here anymore.
Sneak back? No, it's bullshit. You think it's someone pretending to be, you know, SMJ goes out the door, so someone says, oh, look, come on, be this character. This kind of, replace him. Did you think it's someone's had a go at doing that?
It's like someone over-impersonating, you know the way, exaggerating certain characteristics.
Right, I haven't heard it. I'll have to hear this. Yeah, that's funny.
John Bond's infomercial from last night.
Oh, I tell you, that was a wonderful infomercial. I nearly donated. It was that good, but I nearly donated to John Le Bon, so not actually to Fakeologists.
Yeah.
You plugged the wrong show.
Yeah, Bernays was sort of right, wasn't he? You know, just keep hammering it away and eventually, you know.
Oh, the attrition. Yeah. Well, I'm just on 22.
Hmm.
to Ariana Grande and 22s and bees and sexuality and be a bee and sexless bees in a control system. There's 22 chromosomes make up a human being, and the 23rd one is the control. So I just thought that was quite a nice dead 20, another 22 that came up a little bit. Just a little fact there.
Really. And 23 is, I think it's the completion number or some sort of whole number. So that kind of fit in there with the weird stuff.
Ties in with the ancient numerology, which is all this comes from, really, from the East, from the Far East.
All yeah, not them. Philosophers, the ones that didn't.
Yeah, so just
thinking it all that concept like that.
Ariana Grande, you're echoing. Yeah, so Grande up, there was a 22-year-old killed 22, didn't he? And then he was killed as well. So there was 23 dead in all, and then the 22. It's like the 23 was a control number, a bit like on the football pitch when you've got two 11s, which is the control. So And then these chromosomes, 22 with the 23rd being a control number. It's very neat, isn't it? I mean, it's...
It fits in. Well, remember, they have to tie science in with the Kabbalah because most of it's not tied into fucking science, you know?
Yeah, it's nicer. And it's more ancient and justified, in a way, than bollocks for science. But, you know, they don't tell you that, do they?
Though, that solar copycat was... Can I just add, though, that solar copycat is spot on. With his observations, it's not a utopia though. It's a utopia, but a bad utopia because these idiosyncrasies and behavioural things and the societal change that's happened over the past 50 years is akin to like what happens in prisons or what happens in really bad zoos where you get chimpanzees jerking off tigers and you know things like that. And it's
you really get that going on. The kind of sexual abuse in cross species abuse, sexual.
Tom, I won't put it past them. You've seen them chimps. They can
I've seen those worms, mate, but...
Yeah. Oh, that was that your mate, Leslie. Oh, no, she's not moved into bestiality yet. Thank God. I love a bit of Jasmine J. What a girl.
Goodness. Oh, she's all right, yeah. Lovely.
She is. Like I say, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm skinning up, sort of pointing my thumb. But... It was uncannily like Mr. Paolo Wallo. And I said last time that Mr. Paolo Wallo was either from next door to Ab, everywhere that Ab lived throughout his life when he moved, and obeyed Ab's parents, his orders, because the same voice, the same cadence, and also like Del was saying, the accentuated mannerisms. But Solo was put on his observation as well.
I want to have a quick say.
So, but very, he was very similar to Sean. And like I say, this just rings alarm bells at the moment.
I don't blame Sean for fucking off. Like, you know, getting away from me. Like, the fucking
he's got something fucking we've not got. Well, fucking integrity. You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's nice. I love Fakeologists. I love being here. But it's bullshit what's fucking happened there. And I've been telling Rollo for 6 months before this. You're doing so, you know, I don't have to talk to Rollo anymore, but fucking Sean won't come back here, so you know, I've got to move my mouse all the way to the left, click a button, and then talk to him. You know, it's fucking murder.
It's not fucking, I haven't private messaged me, no, I haven't private messaged him, but it's fucking the thing that I just want to answer quickly. I think Vesper put something, Happy New Year, Vesper, I think he said to me in the comments, but. He is you too.
Yeah.
No, he's
posted all over the shop. Anyway, so ginger. No problem there. And it's nice following down his posts.
What's the difference between saying the word ginger or, you know, or anything, or, you know, or big nose?
No, no. Yeah, and if you, that's what
gets me. The simple answer to that is that no one has ever been rounded up and fucking lynched for fucking...
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from this because it's fucking annoying. At the end of the day, like I say, Sean won't come back. It's fucking disgusting.
Yes, it's just a simple point of a bit of order there. It's fine. Sean will be all right. I hope he is. And
But like I say, something we've got the industrialisation that went hand in hand with the football team. The 22 men, the 23rd was the ref. Same with all this now being controlled, the 22-year-old killing 22 people on the 22nd.
Context.
22:33 hours. His name was Abidi. You know, it's... This is the magic we're in now. This was the big change over during them in the Twin Towers. When by the time they hit the floor, or by the time they've been exploded, that's it. Everybody was in dreamland, man.
I suppose the analogy works. It has. It did for Victoria, and it's at the end of Lizzie's reign, isn't it? We had the football with
Very
Busby. Just in case someone hasn't heard it, it's the nugget, isn't it? Matt Busby brought in after the war, post war. This project that they had, partly because of his name, Buzz B, for the City of Bees. Buzz B, the Buzz B Bees, the BBs, the BBs, you know, the 22s, you know, it's like, yeah, written into the...
No, and this is another thing, it's purely speculative. Sorry, Del.
Busby's Babes, wasn't it?
Yeah, Buzz B. So, by 1952... when Manchester United won the league for the first time in 41 years, the Queen, of course, had just been... It was like they synchronised deliberately, clearly, I think, in retrospect. And then there was a great sort of cultural engineering device through the 50s with the teenager, of course, which Duncan Edwards and this really young team really promoting teenagers. The Munich air crash, which was then a sort of myth-building... Anyway, so sorry, I got sidetracked, didn't we? But the 22s, yeah, the BBs, yeah, the Busby Babes.
Yeah, well, look, we'll carry on, but like I say, in a little while, we'll start on this planet.
We haven't done the birds yet.
Crossword. I'll give you the first one.
We'll come back to the bees.
Do the birds. Do the birds. Because you were talking about your eyes. Now, I'll tell that story. I don't know how true it is. But nevertheless, someone might understand it.
By the way, I've had it for about 2 days.
Okay.
I've got double vision at the moment, which Denny knows, but I've had it for about 10 days. A bit rather peculiar. You know, not that I can see. Well, I've got reading glasses sitting up close to the computer. I'm all right. I can focus. But when I take that off, anything over a sort of foot away, 2 feet away, perhaps more like. So I need to sort that out. So obviously, so we got talking about eyesight, and Denny said, "Oh, they're an amazing thing, the eyes." And then he told me this story.
Yes, and the story, it's a bit romantic, but it's a nice little story to tell. And I'm sure one of the fakeologist crew out there will be able to either back it up or blow me up. So what it was is, I remember a story a while back, before I actually came onto any internet or anything like that, probably weren't a teenager or something. And it was about a young lady, I think, who was an eye doctor. And at a very early age, she had someone came into the classroom with an owl. And everybody was having a look at the owl. I think it was a show and tell day or something like that. Anyway, the owl was put on her arm and it started to fly away or something. And anyway, it broke its leg. But as it was trying to flap backwards, as it broke its leg, a shard or a flaw played in the owl's eye. And apparently she went on to go into optic work and looked into something, and a few other things carried on. But yeah, I thought it was quite a good story. So I was just saying that the eyes hold a lot of information, if you know where to look, so to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how true the story is.
Do you mean like a laser in its eye?
No, more like a scratch, like the Madeleine McCann like flaw. If you remember.
Don't remember the floor to Madeleine McCann's floor. What was that?
It looks like a magnifying glass.
Okay, a magnifying glass on the eye.
It's on the iris.
You imagine a sleuth going around with a magnifying glass, the handle and the actual...
Yeah. Right? It's the window to the floor.
It is, because there's literally stems that grow out of your brain.
Exactly, to the pineal gland or whatever, the seat of consciousness that Descartes said or whatever, to the third eye, the thing in the middle, there, on the stem.
Well, that's it, isn't it? The third eye.
Yeah, but...
Now, what a ripple effect from the broken leg to that.
The Madeleine McCann... The Madeleine McCann eye literally had, a protrude, like the handle part, if you imagine her, the centre of her... magnifying glass, there's a handle coming out. And it's made
up, though. Madeleine McCann.
Yeah, the whole thing is made up. But you see, the pictures, the photographs are allegedly of the mother when she was a child because she has the same sort of eye thing.
Okay, okay. All right, yeah, I'll have to look at that. The Madeleine McCann eye defect. Yeah, worth a check there.
Yeah.
Check. So the owl story, and I said the fact that it was an owl, I said that's really interesting you say that because and perfect because I had an owl story this week that I wanted to say. I'd already I was talking to my neighbour and he's a bird watcher. He goes and he'd sort of waited around for a few hours and just seen one tiny little bird. I think it was going quite funny. It was something called an upright tit or something. But he said he waited all day to see an upright tit, and it reminded me of my childhood, you know. he said it was amazing when it came, and it just gave him a real buzz, you know. He loved that, and I said, and I can identify with that in a sense. I can, because I said I think birds are magic, really, truly. And he knew my magpie story when my grandmother passed. I said a bird came in the morning when I opened the curtains and a light came in and there was this bird right in front of me, the most beautiful thing, felt like a sign, you know, and then these associations with magpies carried on subsequently up to the funeral and then two moved into my garden and blah, 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 long story. So anyway, so I said, but I think birds are magic. And he said, well, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, my auntie, he said, one night, they heard scratching at their window. There was scratching at the window, and they looked out the window in the middle of the night. There was an owl on it, a downstairs window. And they saw this owl there, and they tried to shush away, and it disappeared. Then in the morning, they saw marks on the window, these scratch marks. And then the uncle went out, died that day. That's a true story. You know, and so sometimes... Yeah.
The shit out of me, that, mate, if I'm being honest.
Well, mate, I tell you.
Mate, I'm fucking
to the world, and yeah, maybe it was time for you to have a little, an amazing, woo! Don't worry, it's fine. But yeah, man, there's more to it than we know, isn't there?
Oh, Jesus Christ, of course, they've had to convince us the ball is round, the space. Right, think about whatever, and I'm not going all religious and shit like that. These are all distractions, all the wars, all the pretend wars, all this distraction. And just think about where we'd be up to, right? There'd still be this many of us, but it'd all be dead nice. Imagine knowing 10,000 people in say, you know what I mean? That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have any
How could you have civilization without bullshit, and human nature doesn't lead to it, does it?
No.
That utopia to, you know, I'm just asking a question.
It's like them lot we're talking about, commerce, and, you know, we're enslaved with commerce, because that's how their power is, but that's not what we do. You know, we see the chains as a means to an end. You know, at the end of the day, we still want to provide for people, you know, provide for our parents, young, all these different things. So we're not selfish enough to say, look at these chains, we need to earn money just for ourselves. People just, you know, try and earn as quick as they can for the family they can. They don't care what they put themselves through. So if you took the persecution away from that, people still have the same urge to look after the family. The controls at the top level won't have the chain. So it depends on how you're going to view it, whether it's a utopia. More like a bad utopia. You know what I mean? It's not a dystopia, because if it was a dystopia, people wouldn't get out of bed and go away.
Well, yes, exactly. So it can't be, it's not that bad, is it? I mean, that's got to be said. At some point, you know, it could be worse, couldn't it? I think we could put that down on the report.
Brilliant. You've got to look at kids. Look at kids. I mean, I seen something funny today. You talked about magpies. I seen about six lads, all who we work with, and when I said kids, I meant this is what they remind me of. Looking at a phone of people shooting themselves in the foot playing roulette, right? So you've got about six fellas stood around this phone, all looking at this one thing. There's two magpies in the tree right above their head just looking down at them. I stepped back because I don't like seeing people shooting the foot, and I saw the two magpies above the six or seven lads, all looking at the finger. And I'm just putting words in the heads of the magpies. You know what I mean? The world's a wonderful place. Because you got your own narrative for it. It's not gloom and
The magpies were more.
It's amazing.
The magpies were looking at them like it was like we'd look at magpies mucking about fighting over bread. These were lads looking all staring at one phone, watching people shoot themselves in the foot.
Are you sure the magpies weren't watching the guys shooting themselves in the foot as well? Because they'd be attracted.
You know what? They probably were wanting to delve. They'd be going, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
That's it. But, you know, it's how you look at things. The narrative is what you make it. I mean, we're living in a world where, you know, I'm not going to go through the rigmarole or the ragman role, is where it comes from, of the list of culprits of fear. Because, you know, we don't need them saying to us, we're fake ecologists, we understand this. We don't need someone saying, you know, dinosaurs aren't real. You know, the dollar's not backed by gold. You know what I mean? You don't need that. We know that. There is good ways of looking at it, because you say these fools are trying to trick us with this, trying to trick us with that. We're seeing through it. Everything's falling away. We don't need chaining back to someone trying to make money. System they're trying to make money for, and then having a go at immigration, and then moving away into a foreign country. You know, these are all anachronisms, having things that don't make sense.
You're
in the system, right? You don't have to enjoy it. You don't have to enjoy it, and if you pay attention, you're going to get a lot more upset. But a lot of these people are upset with things that, I'm telling you now, you're not changing. Not going to change things as they are. We need to change the way people. And that only comes with actually paying attention to how funny and joyous this place is. Like I say, the Connells into all these different phases. Yeah, you know, even big meteorites from space that are hitting us. There's probably people who are worried about that. You know?
Yeah. Sometimes on a cold winter night, without anything to, no home comforts, you can't remember it, but it's there, you know.
Yeah. Move a little bit closer to home. You've got serial killers. If you're born in the ghetto, you've got death on the street before you're fucking 25. It's a fucking horrible place. That these people who are in horrible places don't have a laugh. Fucking dick. They've got a better sense of humour than us. They've got better self-awareness than us. You know, the ones that are moaning in radio farm that we're on, these are the people that are not even looking around. I don't think I've ever heard Del Quaff moan. Ever.
Well,
maybe once when he couldn't get his bottle labels. That was about 3 years ago.
In a nice way, don't
you? What I mean? People don't moan. They're like, oh, fuck me, that annoyed me. Not really. You know, we're immune to this bullshit, aren't we?
I don't know about the moaning end of it, you know. I can be pretty grumpy when I want to be.
Yeah, but not with the scary stuff. And I mean, I've never heard you complain about nuclear weapons.
No.
Hey, Russ.
The deceit of the nuclear weapons, are you? Hello, Russ.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey. There he is, decorating another vacuous house, a new house or something.
Yeah. You can hear the emptiness of it, all right? You can hear the...
I'm in space, outer space.
Oh, fantastic! Oh, that's lovely.
Make the vacuum. We won't be able to hear you.
How long does
it take? Even I'm inducted.
Oh, lovely! Russ phoned in the other day from outer space. That's super.
Mummy.
Well, the Earth is in space, right? So, I mean, supposedly. So.
Exactly. So you might as well be that fucking up on the International Space Station.
He's doing well. How long have you got left to do, Russ?
I got about 45 minutes. I was meant to come on and mute and just listen, but because this reception isn't great, and obviously it's really echoey, and it's also working. But you kind of happened to catch me before I was able to mute. So, I got about 45
minutes.
That's fine.
You crack on, mate. We'll try and make you laugh.
Take care. Yeah, wasn't that nice? I mean, to be,
he's lovely, and he's one of the most politest Masons I've ever met.
Masons.
Love calling him that. Mason.
Yeah, I mean,
do you know what's funny? He brought it up, didn't he? Do you remember? I'm a Mason. Like, fuck it out. You're getting it. And now it's not going away. You know? Brother. I tell you, brother. Yeah. Okay.
But the thing
anyway,
talking about
no.
us, you know,
it's
meaningless to me. You know what I mean? The term. You might as well say you're Jewish or you're,
No, I don't think you could join the Jews.
Masonry is basically a lot of Judaism.
Yeah, you'd have to. They'd probably treat you like a dickhead for years to accept you on your death.
I've seen their museum, the one and only time I was ever in a Masonic lodge, which is the one that's up in Dublin.
You know, real quick, I was going to just add that the Germans thought Jesus was Lutheran, but I'm pretty sure Jesus was Jewish, is what the book says. I don't know. That's what the book says. So.
What book?
The Bible. You know, the Bible.
Like, it depends on who you're talking to, or who you're listening to, or what you're reading.
Right, the Germans thought he was Lutheran. I think the Mormons thought he was a Mormon.
Yeah, I mean, they would, wouldn't they?
I just throw it out.
I mean, what was he? So you can just choose what he was.
Wasn't he supposed to be a Nazarene?
Yeah.
He's a made-up... I mean, do we think there was a guy? Do you know what I mean? That's a fucking old question, isn't it?
That's what I said. It depends who you're talking to, because there's so many different even stories to the narrative. It depends who you're talking to. Like what Russ was saying there, you know, Lutherans thought he was Lutheran, you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, these are signs of contrivance, and you can call it what you like, but I suppose the essential question was if this figure actually existed. I mean, obviously, figures like that perhaps have existed through time, naturally.
The concept.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, I don't know.
You know, like, man, the concept where you have, you know, Jesus dying at 33, being risen up, you know.
And he had a beard.
Yeah, but, you know, he was dead for 3 days, kind of like the sun, it sits for the 3 days on the one angle before it starts rising again, you know, after the winter solstice.
But you know what's just coming to me, Ed? Right, you talk about Jesus, right, and listen to this, Starsky and Hutch. Star, Sky, and Hutch. But I don't know, what lives in a Hutch? I forgot.
Rabbit.
Oh, right, no, nearly, I was thinking manger. Starsky and manger.
No, yeah, that's in the rabbit hole.
Oh, funny. Oh,
yeah.
That's a funny one. Star Sky.
I was going to say, Starsky have Jesus' hairstyle as well.
Boy. And Jesus was renowned for skidding across cars.
That fucking hurt, must have hurt when he jumped off and he landed on his arse. It's not good.
Yeah. The new Magnum. Has anyone seen the people in the new Magnum?
No.
TC's not black.
Is he not?
Nope. He's white. He's some white guy. And I don't know who Rick is. Do you remember Rick from the old Magnum? He was about 50, but he pretended he was fucking like 25 and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to nick Robert Davi's cheeks before he'd fucking go on camera. You know what I mean?
He's not a male anymore.
What? I don't know. I've not seen him yet. I can't wait. I want to find out who that is. But yeah, Magnum's not got a trash either.
Well, I just wanted to say, we did the birds and we've already done the birds and the bees, Russ. I wanted you to hear that, but...
Well, we were in live, so Russ can go back and listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Who's going to plug John Le Bon? I'm sure that will throw it in.
John Le Bon. Listen.
John Le Bon here?
Get the no. out, man. The back page of that magazine where you said that there was a quiz.
Oh, crossword.
Or crossword.
Okay, right. First clue. And because I'm reading them out, I don't really, I get the longest to think, don't I, if I can come up with it. So, the first clue is, it's 9 letters. And fancy it being 9 letters, okay. Oh, by the way, this is a cross. And the second clue is 11 letters. So you've got 9 and 11 there to start with. And, right, well, the first clue is...
Get on with it, you're stalling.
The study of word origins. Yes, okay. Number 2 across. The study of amphibians and reptiles. Is that lepidopterist? Is that lizard lepi?
Lepi? Lizard. Lizardry.
Lizardry.
Fucking what's lizards? I don't know.
I think it might be lepidopterist. I don't know. I'm sure there's answers in here somewhere. Mind you, it's the university, so they probably don't believe you. Anyway, 3 across. 3 across. First... first artificial satellite. This is fucking amazing. Oh, right, God. Okay.
Sputnik.
Sputnik.
Sputnik, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Eight across. A mathematician known for cracking the Enigma code during World War II.
Kay Ham.
Alan Turing.
Sorry, Kay.
I still want... I'll tell you what, if she is there, if she does listen to this. Kay, work out why 24 hours doesn't work in a day and it tricks us with sidereal time. Because I might...
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dream, I have a plan.
Yeah. So, Kay, I'm going to listen. Work out the 24-hour-a-day trick.
Oh, okay.
The trick in there.
The time
right.
things.
Tom, are you ready for the next clue? It was the mathematician known for breaking the Enigma code during World War II. It's 4-6.
No, that's not then, is it? Alan Turing, I said. No, it's a mathematician. He was part of that thing. What's his
fucking name? You just said the first name, didn't you? Alan Turing.
I said it. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's fine. Carry on.
Okay, yeah. Then this one goes out to Gail. This one is it's 9 letters and it's fossilized feces.
Oh, shit. Fossilized feces.
Yeah. I think that might be crab apples, but I'm not sure.
Dung, 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 dung. What would you call it?
Dino dung.
Oh, no, I can't hear it. Dino dung. I wouldn't smell of anything by then, would it? That'd have gone dry. Would it be worth it? You know.
Well, it's fossilised, so basically what happens is it just ends up being the shape of something, and you have to be really, really imaginative with the way that you
look
through the crystals, and usually you have to pretend that it's worked in the past.
It's not going to be like one of those plastic turds, is it, you get from a joke shop. It's not going to be fake.
Phony dog poo. That's what it is. Phony dog poo. Fucking fine name, man.
Phony dog poo? Is that the actual answer?
Phony dog poo.
Can I carry on?
Okay, where do I... Right, genus of extinct hominids. And that's 16 letters. Genus of extinct hominids.
Neanderthal.
Would that be Neanderthal?
Neanderthal, man.
You see, I'm great at this, but I just don't count, so I'm probably 2 letters off on everyone. And we're probably wrong. That's probably... Homo Gaius. Excuse me?
Cro-Magnon Man is another one. It depends on how long the letters are, how many letters.
There you go, Cro-Magnon. I'm sure there's someone at home there banging their head against the radio. Okay, the full name of crystal meth. Now, the Aussies should get this. No, they're asleep, so obviously they've not had any crystal meth. Right.
What a drug. You take a little hit of that in the morning, and you're fucking all right all day. I mean, but no. Is all I would say. Not for me. Not my
home kids.
So
we're not sick.
No. It's going to fucking come down the speeds. Not for me at all. Ugh. But
yeah,
it can't be. You know, it's moments of investment a certain amount. Anyway, shut up. Yeah, I just fucking quiz.
Are you ready for the next clue?
All these answers, you're going to reveal them at the end, yeah? You're going to go through all the questions now and then reveal them at the end for a laugh. That's a not bad.
We'll just answer them as we're going.
It's a magazine.
Oh, huh? Correct so far. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, we've got them all answered so far, haven't we? Effortlessly.
Yeah, look, if we're wrong, I'm sure we'll say, and that one will stick with us. Right, here we go. An invention used for observing very small objects, and that's 10 letters.
Microscope.
You see. This is why we've got you, Del. Okay, membrane-bound plant organelle. So, membrane-bound plant organelle. So, I'm not sure what organelle means, so it must be part of the plant. So, membrane-bound plant organelle. 7 letters. Okay? So, we'll come back to that one. 7 letters. Well, I'm just going to come up with a plant that's 7 letters long. Being honest with you, and as long as it fits, come on. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll find you a letter in it. So that's 16 across.
It's filling this in.
I can't just do. No, I mean, heck, I've got to say, give me a hand. Anyway, come on, carry on. Right, a fruit fly. So it's number 10. And then we're going to move across to another few. So a fruit fly, number 10.
Fruit fly?
That's their 10 letters.
Ooh, a fucking, what, a Latin name for a, or an original name for a fruit fly? Or something else, another name. How many letters?
Geraldine. Oh, that fits. This is Geraldine the fruit fly. Right, an atom. Ah, fuck me, where's Sherman needed? An atom with a net electric charge, and it's only three. Is that lol?
You broke up, dear. I can't hear you.
No, excuse me, I'll repeat that.
I-O-N?
It's an, well, yeah, or it could be an atom with a net electric charge, and I-O-N. You sure?
An ion.
An ion, there you go. Okay, so what comes after class, but before family?
Oops.
I couldn't hear any of that.
What do I really?
Okay, what comes after class but before family?
A room, is it?
No one.
Room.
That's done it, isn't it? Yeah. No, you got us on that one, Nat.
It's not room, classroom, family room.
Well,
room, no.
No, before family.
I heard this before and I can't remember.
So what comes after class but before family? I'm not answering that because I have
Yeah, go on, next.
That sounds like something Bruce Lee would say. Okay, so number three down. This is the mineral form of iron oxide, or iron 3 oxide. So the mineral form, and that's 9 letters. See, we should get this with our university background.
Fuck this. What is this? The fucking
especially me, I've worked at the university for 7 years now.
Ignorance. Know your ignorance.
Maybe. We've not got buzzers. I think we would have resorted to playing with the buzzers by now, wouldn't we? Okay, here we go. This one's for Guy.
Iron oxide.
This one's for Guy.
Iron oxide 3. That
no,
must
no, no,
be,
no, 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 no.
Potash. What is it? Iron filings.
Iron letters. Iron letters.
No, I'm just fucking about, mate. I'm fucking clueless.
Okay. Next one is lava within the Earth's crust. That's 5 magma. Letters.
Magma.
Magma. Magma. Okay. That one goes out to Gaia. Okay. The gravitational curve trajectory of an object. I think we know this. It's 5 letters. It's totally orbit. Impossible.
Orbit.
There we go. He's the man. Right. The name of the first living creature at the Earth.
You broke up again.
Why the fuck am I breaking up? This is annoying me. The first living creature to orbit.
That's a fucking scary story, isn't it? If you ever heard one. The first living creature. Oh, yeah. Go on in. What'd it look like? You know what I mean? Yeah, name it. I mean, really?
That dog, it was Petra, wasn't it? The dog Petra.
I told you. Did he record it? Did they record it in them days? Did they have...
Apparently, you could hear the dog barking in Australia as it went past.
Yeah. What was the first living animal called?
Aka.
Petra.
I thought
it was Petra.
The dog.
L-Y-K-A. No, because... Oh, no, L-I. L-A-I-K-A, wasn't it? You know, I'm hearing beeping. I bet someone's answering all these. L-A-I-K-A.
Yeah, Laika. Or something like that. It was definitely... Well, that's the story, isn't it? It was a dog.
We all like a bit of Lycra.
Bit of lycra.
A test done. Oh, we are. No, sorry. Right. Number 11 down. 11 down. Cannot be created or destroyed.
Matter.
6. Matter.
Matter.
Yeah. Matter. Yeah. Do you want to hear me one word impression of, what's his name? Liam Neeson. Everyone's heard it. Bananas. There we go. Right. I can do Steven Seagal as well. Zabba zabba. There we go. Right. A test done to distinguish bacteria based on their cell wall constituents. And that's 4-4. Now, if you were paying attention watching the thing, you would have known this.
Something test? Something test?
Wire. I don't know.
Wire.
Okay, we'll leave that one till the end. I think, I think we've only skipped 3.
Self-test.
A unit of digital information, 3 letters.
No, not RAN. What is it?
A bit.
There we go.
BIT, man.
Okay. A proposed explanation for a phenomenon. And that's 10 letters. So a proposed explanation for a phenomenon.
A theory. 10 letters, you said.
10 letters. Ooh.
Hypothesis.
I think I've got to take a sock off now. Oh, no, we're not playing strip. We're not playing strip. So, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a wonderful answer. Right. An organization. Oh, sorry. Concerned with aeronautics and space exploration. Four letters.
NASA.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, the B. Planet B. Just get the propaganda in there. Just get it. Keep, you know, just help nudge it along. Obviously, you know, that's in the crossword. Yeah.
It is.
Well, I tell you what, you know, if Sean was here, we would have got to, let's have a look here, we would have got to the third question and we'd still be going, go on. Because he'd be like, right, and you know what happened then? And he'd be like, all right. And then he'd look down and he's answered all the questions. He's like, and then that guy came up with this, and then that guy came up with that. In fact, if he gets a chance to look through the PDF that I've posted, I'll post it in a bit. Do you know what? I'm sure there's an answer, a proper answer behind all these. Yeah. Right, okay, next one is, right. Are you sure you got that one? Organization concerned with aeronautics. Are you sure?
Behind every question. Ludicrous. Yeah, what? Hypothesis.
No, NASA. You sure it's NASA?
Oh, yeah. I'll get you. The iron. The Star Trek.
Yeah. Sorry, right. One of the mechanisms of evolution based on differential survival and reproduction. So, right. So that's 7-9. That's one of the mechanisms of evolution based on differential survival and reproduction.
Natural selection, is it?
Yeah. I fucking hope so. It fits. Remember, yeah. That's the criteria for this. If it fits, it's right.
Science.
Okay, I don't even have a bill. I've got loads of pens. I save them for fakeologist.com on walls. Okay, next. An alternative form of a gene. Six letters. An alternative form of gene. Genome, six letters, fits.
Mutation.
I don't know.
Let's have a look. Wolverine. Nope. Okay. First made during Han Dynasty from Lodestone. So first made during Han Dynasty.
Oh, well.
Lodestone. Sorry, say it again, mate.
Dynamite.
Seven letters. Dynamite. Tee-hee. Okay. Dwarf planet between Jupiter and Mars.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's five letters. That's five.
So, I know, it's at the end.
I don't know.
Mercury, what is it? Mercury, man.
Pluto, Neptune, Saturn.
You guys keep fading in and out.
Yeah, it's gone mad here. I'm going to go out and come back.
Venus. Be Venus, that, will it? Yeah, be Venus. Yeah. Is it? I don't know. Five letters. It's not Pluto.
What's the question?
Pluto's a dog.
I didn't hear the question.
It's a micro flat. What is it?
Danny, you're just...
What's the question?
You still here, man?
I think you need to drop out and come back in. One, two. Hello, Danny.
Hello there. Yeah, I don't know if that was me. Sorry about that. So Lodestone. What do we have that down? Seven. Oh, yeah, right now we're on the planet. Right, the last one. A state in which opposing forces are balanced. I think it was a film. 11 letters. I think Matt Damon was in it.
Oh, yes, your clue, because you already know the answer. I can't think what that is.
I'm still trying to... what was the last question about the planet?
See, I'm trying to figure out the film now. Yes, Equilibrium, sorry. Was that the film that he was in? I can't remember. I said, I've never seen it. Okay, so we missed out on Fruit Fly, 10 letters. I've missed this out, because I left four out here. I had a bonus round. Word famously shouted by Archimedes. Six
Eureka.
Letters. Eureka. Okay. Mm-hmm. Discoverer of the rocky surface of the moon. Now we know that. That's Disco Gale. Oh, mm-hmm. Go on. Anybody know this? Seven letters?
No.
Tom? Your education?
Discoverer of the rocky surface of the moon? Yes.
Seven letters. It's got to be someone you know. Someone looked up.
No idea. Is someone before Armstrong? I don't know. I don't know how you could prove it unless you fuck it up there and walked on it. And he done it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He went there and he said it was powdery. So this is wrong because Neil Armstrong said it was powdery. Okay, An atom. Oh no, we've done that. Electric charge. What comes after class before family? We've done that one. No, right, we're done there. We've answered all them. Your degrees will be coming in the post.
Degrees of yeah, a few, just a couple.
I'll tell you what. Just follow me because I can't decry it because I'm not ready yet. But going off the what's it called, the
chart?
Crossword. For the crossword, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll tell you the titles of the articles in it. So we've got Apocalypse Now, the Destructive Charm of EMPs. Okay.
God.
That's by Julia Tesh, and I'm sure she's attached to the university, so good on you, Julia. Are You Really So OCD? And that's by Adam Ben Taib. So Are You Really OCD? The fact that he's asking Are You Really should prove that they are OCD, you know. Are you really advanced? Yeah. Okay, sorry, I had to ask.
That's not really all bad, hopefully, is it? Do you know what I mean? I hope there's some sort of positive fucking stuff in there. I'm sure there's some people trying to be nice, you know.
Well, I tell you what, you can trust yourself as we progress through this, because the next one is called Is There a Gender Bias in Healthcare?
Oh, there you go. That's so topical, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
We know it's happening.
Okay, the next one is Manchester doing enough to stop climate change.
Oh, it's another fucking classic, isn't it? I mean, it's like fucking... Now, this is the narrative for kids, isn't it? It's like, and it is, because it's a fucking student magazine.
Junior Tavistock.
It's really much more... Yeah, it's not very sophisticated, is it, really, Adele?
Yeah, well, it's for the juniors, that's what I mean. It's very the way they do it, it's aimed towards young minds. That's what I meant, like, you know?
Yeah. It's for kids.
Yeah, you don't have to make a decision. No decision making involved in any of this reading, so please, you know, these are just single people's views. They're not attached to any kind of plan or anything like that. This is just people's.
But they're reading out. You're just reading out.
So it's, please remember, I still work there, so you know, give me the benefit of the doubt until I've read it. But I will give me my own opinion. Not live on air. Excuse me. Yeah, the next one anyway. Mentors and Mad Men. The World of Science and Video Games. Now, I actually flipped to that article. Apparently, the video games market in America is worth like $246 billion. So there you go. And that's Mentors and Mad Men, The World of Science and Video Games. And, well, we're three old men. We've seen video games. $250 billion. Enough money for you. Awful lot of money out on games, isn't it? It's almost like this is an entertainment planet, or you know.
I played them as a kid. I mean, I played computer games all loads.
What's going on? Is there? Are we going to have a war or what?
It's time.
Yeah, well, I remember.
I think. Right, I heard something about. I've said this before. Suggested it that we might be coming to a sort of a possible apex, a pinnacle in 2019, just possibly, and it could be through the African a little bit. You know, another one, maybe just another SARP in Africa or something. I don't know if the military's going to move machinery over there, but Africa, that happened the weekend or a couple of days ago, I don't know, but 2019, I've been calling it, and so that I think by May, you know, that kind of PSYOP time is the what's being born in the new year analogy type thing.
Ah, you're forgetting we're going to have our usual annual tsunami, won't we? You know, that'll be coming in about March. Yeah, and you'll see
Them buggers are fucking terrible, innit?
Yeah, and then we'll lose an island in the South Pacific with something like 50% British tourists on it. Don't forget that one. Kim Jong Un will die. I'll tell you what. Here's the next.
What are you talking shit?
Didn't you get the memo?
Yeah. Yeah, no, excellent.
Sorry. Frank was in charge of giving out the memos, and he's disappeared. The salty one has run off. We don't know where he's gone.
I don't know how long we've been in here doing this.
An hour.
Okay, I said I'd probably only last about an hour. I'm starting to get tired. You know, right in a minute. So I need to,
Well, that's fine. I've just got to read four more article titles, so we'll round this off. You ready?
So, I can leave and you can do what you like, my friend. But carry on, yeah.
Okay. Gene editing enables same-sex mice to have babies. What about us? And that's by Yank Zhu.
That is fucking interesting. Now, that is interesting. We were talking about that sexuality thing earlier. They're shadowing that little idea into the conversation there with a little sub-headline in the Planet B magazine, in its first edition of the student magazine, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's consistent with what we see. Be more Martin. Be more this gay character. Be, you know, the sexuality, the worker bee being sexless, you know, does all the work, but none of the breathing.
Perfect. No, it doesn't need to. It's content. It's content. It knows the problems. The problems weigh down the pros and the cons, remember? So, once you realise that we're overpopulated, the planet's warming up by 1.5 degrees above feeling where you're too busy, kids, no, I can't be doing that, that's a mistake, that's a bad idea. That comes with not being part of the system. It comes from throwing your cock about when you're young.
Let's get this right again. Can you just reread that headline, that sub headline, Danny?
Definitely. Gene editing enables same-sex mice to have babies. What about us? I tell you what, whoever this gene editing is, he's clever.
Yeah, he's a clever fella, gene editing. What about us? Why not? Yeah, gene edit me. I mean, I'd go for that. Who wouldn't at this point?
Gene Rosen's nephew.
Yes, yeah, gene editing.
I'll do it. I'll prove to you I can do it. I think
if anyone listens to this, will you please give it a thumbs up so that I don't have to cheat and I'll put all my fingers in? I got sick of doing that. Sorry. Here's the next one. The problem with plastic.
Oh, God, that's a theme, isn't it? It's like, you know, carrier bags, they're all getting charged for that, so we're going to get them out of the system and get them out of the oceans. Well, but does that one not make some sort of sense, cleaning up these things, you know?
It's just a scam that plastic lasts for millions of years. Just don't mind them, man.
Yeah, it degrades in no time. Go and put a plastic bag under a drain pipe. Watch what happens. It fucking disappears. Tom, would you like to know what number 22 article is? It's can we create a culture?
Culture. Oh, I like that. A CC.
I'm going to turn to that article Yeah, let's just have a look here.
You're 33, possibly there. No, maybe that's me fucking getting carried away. Anyway, these things do happen, actually, the coincidences and synchronicities.
Funnily enough, what we have is we have a square, and in the top left-hand corner, we've got a cow. Then we've got R, and then we've got embryo, skeletal muscle, going to stem cells, into a bioreactor, coming out of stem cells, being proliferated. Then the stem cell turns into muscle, and then they make it into, you ready? Clean meat.
Oh my God.
Clean meat. I'd love to put this picture up. Do you know, you could open that PDF and have a look at this if you like. Clean meat. I'll just put the PDF in the live stream. I'm sure someone can catch the link over. So we've got a cow, through an embryo, skeletal muscle, stem cells, into a bioreactor. The bioreactor's got, it looks like, it looks like a robot's fanny and a lift door.
Robot's fanny?
Robot's fanny, and then the next thing is a lift door. So anyone looking at this,
magic box.
Yeah, pretty much, that's a magic box. And there's a little thing that you can push down, which is good. And all that turns into clean meat. And they put a burger and then a picture of a steak. But I'm trying to figure out what the fat would be around it, because I don't know. So there you go. The ability to maintain living cells outside of the body, a technique known as tissue culture, has become a foundation for research into a wide range of areas. Well, I'm not going to go into that, but do you remember the $40,000 burger?
They've often had things like that.
Yeah.
Put gold and everything onto them.
Yeah. We've had mammoth meat burgers, whether they're true or not. Someone's done like fan fiction about mammoth meat. There's actually a website. Some of the stories are... They're fantastic. People dying with the last mouthful. So there we go. So, you know, we try and keep people informed. But, typo is after a URL. I have no idea what for. Oh, is this for... Well, we're in the live stream, typo. Oh, okay. And he's another crazy. So what should we do? Should we wrap up there? Or should we stay in, see if anyone comes in?
Nah, we just... we'll wrap it up there, as they say.
Yeah, leave it there. So short and sweet. This by no means means that Solar Copycat is copying. It just means that it sounds like Sean, and his language is very similar. And because we've been aware of Paolo Wallop, that's why we picked up on it. But yeah, so there you go. But yeah, wonderful, isn't it? The world of fakeology.
It is. It's magical and mystery. Mysterious.
It's only mysterious to the initiated. And I think definitely old hands at this now.
Yeah.
Going a while. So you used to a black belt. Anyway, we could leave it there. We could just quite easily just move into room 11 and see if a big gay Russ returns.
Yeah, okay.
Well, as I said, I'm cooking and eating now. I need to sort of, because it's just, yeah, it's very absorbing. And
okay. To room 11.
All right, Tom. Take care, man.
Cheers. I'll go.
Okay, so the live stream again. I just wanted to pin a couple of little bits to the end of the audio there. I'm hoping.
Today for sure, right? 8 to 4:30, and then Friday was the day that I left. I went out of town. And you stay, right?
No way did you leave.
Yeah, it was.
No way did you leave.
Yeah, and so I left. You left at like 12.
Sorry about that. Somehow Russ came in and he was on the phone by accident. Yeah, a little bit of a break there. Yeah, so I just wanted to attach a little bit of information to the anyone listening. It's not the answer to the questions we didn't get in the Manchester University quiz. So this is not why I'm coming back in. So anybody listening, sorry. We've no idea what an 11-letter word is for a green fly. And I've got chocolate. No, what I wanted to do is I wanted to say, just to anyone, to the layman in listening from the outside world, we know the troubles in fakeologists, and we know the accusations that have been thrown backwards and forwards, and especially in the truth community or the acts realm, the Australian, let's call it. But the one thing I wanted to point out, and this is fine, this is just an accident. This now Unreal's mentioned a lot of the people that we speak to in his conspiracy. And one of the people he mentioned was Brian Staveley. And Brian Staveley actually spoke to someone called Paolo Wallo, who had the perfect cadence as his app, come out of the blue. Obviously, I've listened to lots of Brian, so I didn't know where the ship had come from, but apparently Brian had been in contact with him for ages. But yeah, but he really, really did sound like Ab. And as we know, Velocet pulled us out that all you have to do is match up the voice cadence and then have someone to repeat similar words. You're able to emulate someone's voice. So all I really wanted to say there is that this Paolo Wallo did sound like Ab, and that was very, very suspicious because obviously we're not in control of who Brian talks to. Obviously, this is fakeologist.com. But because Velocet and John Lebon are trusted members of fakeologist.com, there'd be no way on earth that any undoubtedness would go on and that Solar Copycat would be someone with a matched up voice copying SMJ's cadence and sayings. So just to attach that at the end. I know it sounds like it, but it's not actually. Leave your ears. It's not two Australians introducing someone who's meant to be the replacement for SMJ. So it just sounds like that. Okay. There was a couple of other things. What was to do with Einstein? What was to do with Brain Tactica? No, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there for a bit. Anyway, if you want to come and chat to us, we're at fakeologist.com.
Hello, I'm Delcroix, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.